keeps growing during the winter.
It does keep growing. It'll lose its leaves, but the roots will keep growing.
And that's what you want.
That's what you want. You know, because remember, if you dig 2 feet down, the soil's not as cold as it on top, you know. So, yeah, I like to plant. I like to plant in the fall and the winter, because in the springtime, they'll just leaf out and they'll be good to go. What's hard is planting a tree in August.
Yeah,
because it's 115 degrees out, and you almost can't put enough water on the tree to keep it alive. We went through that with the transplant tree at your house. It worked out. We got lucky on it.
Yes.
But for a time, we didn't think we were going to make it with that tree, remember?
Yes.
And so, planting stuff in the fall and winter is fine, especially trees. Nobody's going to plant, you know, grass or bushes in the winter, but trees, we're fine.
Well, I can tell you, and you are too. I'm a huge tree person. I think, especially live oaks. I love live oaks. Mesquites, I'm not so much a fan of because they just take over everything.
Yeah.
But in fact, we're doing a subdivision right now in Cristobal. We're in the process of putting the roads in.
Yeah.
And we're putting the roads around the big oak trees.
Yeah.
We don't have to take out any oak trees.
Right.
You know, I think that's how important it is around here because
absolutely,
it's just a. It's a beautiful tree.
Yeah. I've noticed in San Antonio, I haven't been down there in a while, but in San Antonio and Austin and certain cities in Dallas, you'll see these big construction sites, and they'll have marker surveyors tape, you know,
around the
barriers
tree.
Around the trees as if to say, if you want to put a parking lot in here, then you put it around this tree. This tree's been here for 50 years. It's Texas. We're not cutting this tree down to put a parking lot.
I lived in San Antonio for a while.
Yeah.
And I worked for a developer.
Yeah.
And that's first thing he did himself was go out to the subdivision and mark the trees. He said, don't touch that tree no matter what. Don't touch that tree.
Right.
And it made a huge difference because then you had a house and you already had a beautiful oak tree.
Right.
You know, it would cost thousands of dollars.
Oh, yeah. And you can go down a street in San Antonio and see a new office building or a new, I don't know, it could be a CVS pharmacy, whatever. And it's brand new and it looks modern and brand new. It's got 50-year-old trees planted right next to it. They didn't buy those and transplant those. They've been there since it was a pasture. They just worked around them and left them there.
Which is, I think, a neat, neat deal.
Oh, yeah.
And a lot of people don't do that. They just go plow down. It's easier, to be honest, because it's cheaper and easier because you can just take it all out and do it. But if you have the opportunity to save a beautiful tree like that, I think you do it every time.
Every time. Every time. We don't even plow mesquites down here. I mean, a lot of times developers are going
in Sonora, Texas, you plow the heck out of them.
Yeah.
And they come back just like to get mad at you.
I know it. But you know what? Having a big mature mesquite in your yard is better than having nothing.
100%.
Right?
Yeah, but having 500 in one little pasture is not good either.
That's problematic.
That's why I don't like them. But you can trim up a mesquite tree and make it pretty.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so no question about that. Let's get about one thing. I know a project you took it on the last several years. Which I should have done. I'm going to tell you right now, I still regret not doing it. My wife says, well, we got a little bitty dog, and I'm afraid it'll hurt it. Let's talk about invincible. How's that for a good word?
Yes, invincible fence.
How about invisible fence?
Yeah.
Let's talk about that.
Sure. Yeah, Invisible Fence is a company that I got involved with 3 or 4 years ago, and the distributor that I'm involved with is a guy out of Chantilly, Virginia, the D.C. area. Duncan Clark and Clark and Associates. Anyways, it's an interesting product that's out there for pet owners to ensure the safety of their pets and keep their pets in their yards. Now, I did some research. It tells me that 65% or 68% of American households have a pet. Okay, everybody's got a pet.
You got a dog. I got a dog.
I got several of them. 65% have a pet. 40% of those are dogs. It's safe to say half the country's got a dog.
Yep.
And if given enough time and enough opportunity, a lot of those dogs are trying to find a way out of their yard. They go under the fence. They go over. They go through open gates. There are ways. If that weren't true, you wouldn't see strays all the time. Dogs walking down the streets, not strays, but dogs with collars, and the animal control wouldn't be picking them up every day and taking them to the shelter. We know that it happens.
100%.
And so Invisible Fence is a product that we can use to contain the dogs in the yard. It's fairly simple. It's a hardwired system. A transmitter that's mounted on the wall of a garage or an outbuilding, or could be in the house, and it's wired. There's a wire that's buried around the perimeter of the yard. Okay, this transmitter sends a signal through the wire. The dog wears a collar. When the dog gets too close to the wire, he or she gets a beep, which is a warning tone. It's warning them, hey, you need to back up and go back where you came from.
Back up in
your yard. And if they continue to advance towards the wire and try to get out under, over, through, they'll get a light correction. We're supposed to call it a correction, not a shock, in where they wear the collar around their neck. The correction or the shock, people are squeamish about that, and they say, oh, I don't want Fluffy to get shocked. It is not 110 alternating current electricity. That hurts. If you stick your finger in that outlet, it's painful. It's static electricity. It's the equivalent to the type of electricity that you when you rub your feet on the carpet in the wintertime and you reach out to shake somebody's hand and it goes pop.
Static.
It's static electricity. It's not pleasant. It doesn't hurt them, but it keeps them off those boundaries and it keeps them in the yard.
When you said, would you not put one on a cat?
Oh, yeah. Put them on cats all the time.
That's what I would think.
Yeah.
Because cats are notorious for...
Yeah, cats just go over fences. They don't worry about... Typical dog escape, it could be an open gate or something like that.
Under it.
Every time. You go to somebody's house and they're putting... The people call me and they'll say, can you come... I think I need an invisible fence. Come over and look. And they're burying cinder blocks under their fence. Yes. You see it all the time.
Yes.
And yeah, and they'll bury a cinder block here, and here, and then Fido will just move to a different place.
Yes.
And in a year's time, there's 19 cinder blocks under the fence. It looks terrible. This is not going to work. That method's not going to work.
And it's a lot cheaper than a conventional fence.
It's a lot cheaper. And we also have people that we build invisible fences for that don't actually have a fence. So a guy builds a house in a particular neighborhood, Cristoval, where he's got an acre or a half acre or 5 acres or 20 acres, and he doesn't have a fence, but he wants his dog contained in the area around his house so he won't stray off and bother other people's...
That's a great idea.
Yeah. So there is no actual physical fence, but we can still use the invisible fence, train the dog where the boundary is, and he'll still stay on your property.
Because you're like the new subdivision we're putting in, the girl's named it. I'm going to say it's Majestic or Mystic Oak or Majestic. I don't know. It's going to be something like that. But that, a lot of them are 3 acres, 5 acres, 10 acre tracks. But
yeah.
But you know, you have a couple of dogs, and to fence that would be real expensive.
Yeah. Yep.
To a invincible fence around the whole thing where your dogs could roam the whole 5 acres.
That's right.
Would be wonderful for your animal.
Who wants to go to the expense of putting? Think of the expense of putting it. Just think 1 acre, 1 acre of fence.
Yeah.
And you know what? People buy out in the country. They don't want to look at a fence. That's why they're there. You want to be in a fence? Be in the suburban. Be in a suburb. People go out to the country. They don't want a fence. They want to see the deer and the animals. So you can have it both ways. You can have your dog contained in your yard without the hassle or the expense of an actual privacy fence.
I never even thought about that, but it's in Bentwood on the golf course.
Yep.
It's a perfect place.
Yep.
Because I can tell you one, I put that fence up temporary, and it changes because your eye stops at that fence.
Right.
When it went out, your eye goes all the way to the golf course.
Right.
It changes the whole look.
Right.
So I think it would be a great product. I mean, you know, and like you said, most of us have, for sure, dogs or cats.
Yeah.
But I didn't think about it. It would work on a cat, though, for sure.
Yeah, it would work on a cat. And there's other, you know, there's all kinds of things we could do with the invisible fence. We can, I did one for a guy the other day. He had a cat. Now, I wasn't trying to keep the cat in the yard. This guy was trying to keep the cat in the house. What happens is he has a doggy door for his dogs. Well, the cat figured out he could use the doggy door, too. Then he would get out, and he would run around the neighborhood and cause comeback scars on
him.
He'd be fighting, well, you know, whatever. So I just put an invisible fence collar on the cat, a little bitty one, and put a little transmitter, a little micro shield next to the doggy door. And now when Kitty goes over next to the doggy door, he don't like it so much anymore. He doesn't go through. Problem solved.
How do they get a hold of you?
They can reach me at either of these types of discussions. Trees, grass, invisible fence, local 325-234-5284. Or on the invisible fence side, if they want to research me on the web, they can just go to Invisible Fence of San Angelo.
Perfect. Folks, we appreciate you listening. We'll catch you next Sunday.